listening to Radio Radio. That wasn't right. You're listening to Radio Ravioli. You're listening to Radio Ravioli. Okay, a couple more times. You're listening to Radio Ravioli. Mamma mia. You're listening to Radio Ravioli.
Here we go. This is Radio Ravioli. I'm Olivia. What was I gonna say? Did I say this? We're heading into the second hour? I forget what I say sometimes. I'm drinking Coca-Cola. As I've mentioned before. I don't know. You can only have so much caffeine, I guess. Sometimes your brain is just dead. It's one of those days. I don't know what this is that is playing. It's a little disorienting. It started off with these water drops, and I liked that, but then it went into whatever noise that was, an instrument of some sort. We had the Fleetwoods in that set with Outside My Window. We also had Linda Scott with I've Told Every Little Star before that. What else did we have? There's part of... I was talking about the Channel Orange album by Frank Ocean today and that Pyramid song, so there's a little refrain from that. Is that the right word? Refrain? A little motif. A little line that he says. But your love ain't free. It's not. It never is. Okay. I said the station ID. I said my name. I said the show's name. I'm playing a track. I think we are ready to go. You know, this whole time, I can't really get that first track out of my head, Happy Nightmare Baby by Opal. Is that it? Is it Opal? Opal? I like the sound of Opal. But it might be Opal. Maybe somebody's screaming at their radio. Alright. Let's get back to it.
Kiss me once again. What the child in us doesn't realize may say much more about the owner of it. Should say much more about the owner of it. humiliated, and elsewhere. We are a bad person in some way. In fact, as I'm talking to you now, you might become aware of the child in you. You might just have a thought come to mind of ways in which you were made to feel inadequate or bad when you were young. And you might notice how these same feelings crop up at work, in your intimate relationships with your mate, the mind of ways in which you were made to feel inadequate or bad when you were young. And you might notice how these same feelings crop up at work, in your intimate relationships with your mate, your friends, and elsewhere. We all receive these kinds of messages in some form or another, whether from parents, teachers, religious authorities, peers. And whenever we respond to these early learnings about ourselves, we're likely to feel vulnerable, powerless, humiliated, maybe frightened or enraged. What the child in us doesn't realize and can't know is that these messages usually say much more about the owner of the face, the tone of voice, the body posture, about the author of the words or actions, than they could ever say about the child. Think of a time when you've been tired, pressured, stressed in some way, and as a result of your stressed state, you've snapped at someone, or been withdrawn or agitated because you've had a bad day. And then, once you've calmed down or the stress has passed, you realize that you took out your own internal state on someone else. What we as children don't understand is that adults and peers who gave us negative or self-diminishing messages usually did so because of something going on with them that had very little, if anything, to do with us. Now, even as I say this, a part of you may be thinking that it was different.
I'm not afraid to
Hello, hello, hello. If you're just tuning in, this is Radio Ravioli. My name's Olivia. How long have I been on this loop? I just spin around and around like a record. We had Aretha Franklin in that set with I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Love You. She sounds so good in that track. Oof. We also had some Marvin Gaye in there. A live version of I Want You. It's actually a really good music video. It's not a music video, it's a YouTube video. He's lounging on a couch, singing. He's, laying down on his couch, instructing the rest of everyone and singing along. It's a good video. I like watching it. Makes me laugh. Oh, buddy. I'm tired. Losing steam here.
Losing steam here.
Losing steam here. Thank you. been descending down with Alexander. I'm not sure exactly what speed you're supposed to play it at. I started at 45, and then I did 33, and then I turned the pitch down a little. This is the slow pitch down version. Still sounds pretty good though, right? I feel like it's like all the same and yet still different. You know, it's calming me down. It's a good change of pace. I've been actually, as I've been listening to this, I keep seeing like things moving at the corner of my eye. I keep thinking it's a mouse, because I actually found a mouse in my apartment. Well, I didn't find it. It found me. The mouse found me. You know, just sitting. I was actually sitting in my bed, where I sometimes eat, but I was not eating this time. And that's not why the mouse was there. I will make that clear just now. I'm not a slob. I just eat in bed sometimes. And, yeah, I saw a mouse crawl into my room, and I freaked out. It's a very small mouse, and I'm pretty sure, so a few months ago, my roommate saw a mouse crawl in the living room, and I think it's the same one. Like, we don't have any, there's no, like, droppings. I don't think we have an infestation. I think we just have this one little mouse just hanging out in our apartment, in the walls. And then he comes out and he gets freaked out. Then he goes back in. I think. That's what I'm hoping, at least. Hopefully he's not, you know, starting a family in the walls. Ugh! I get so grossed out thinking about this mouse. And yeah, so now I'm a little bit paranoid that I'm always seeing a mouse in the corner of my eye. We set up a trap, which I really hate. I don't like the idea of it, but it hasn't been caught in there yet, which makes me think that it's this one little dude just hanging out in our wall until it's time. So hopefully, well, I don't know, hopefully, but maybe he'll be, I don't know, dead soon. Sounds so sad to say, but he honestly freaks me out. One time I was in the bathroom, and it was the same mouse, we think, that was in the bathroom with me. That was creepy and scary, and I had the same reaction each time I kind of freak out. Also, this time, so this happened a few nights ago, and about 15 minutes before, the light in my bedroom went out, and then I saw the mouse. So then I was very paranoid that something was happening. I don't know. That they're all, I don't even know what I was picturing. Your mind wanders when you're scared and paranoid. It's a little tiny mouse. He's honestly like the size of, like, your finger. He's like that size, probably. This little mouse is crawling in my stuff. Ugh, so disgusting. At least it's not a rat, I guess. Except I still don't really get the difference. They're both the same, right? I I don't know. Whenever I say that to someone, they're like, oh, no. A mouse is quite different from a rat. But I don't totally buy it. They both creep me out. They both ruin my day. Should be thinking of music to play, but I'm just thinking about that mouse. I guess maybe we should name it. Maybe it's like a pet. I don't know what a good mouse name is. Squeaky. Ralph. Francesca. I like that. Francesca. I went to school with a Francesca in second grade. She had great hair. I don't remember anything about her except she had great hair. It was long and curly and brown and like perfect curls. And she always wore a headband. Can you picture it? It was nice.
As you experience the exercise that follows, I'd like to ask your conscious mind to know that it can follow along, or it can wonder, or wander, or drift whenever and wherever it likes. It's your unconscious that will be doing all the listening and experiencing that really matter. It's in your unconscious that new learnings and understandings are created that will make the most important difference in learning to accept and validate yourself. Your conscious mind is an important and valued companion as an observer in this process. Let me begin by talking for a few minutes about the concept of mirroring, about the ways in which significant people in our lives have been mirrors reflecting to us who and what we are, and the ways in which we learn to be mirrors for ourselves, often experiencing an inner voice that criticizes, worries, berates us, or when we're fortunate, gives us praise and support for what we do and who we are. Before sharing some of my thoughts with you, I'd like to ask you to take a moment to close your eyes, if you haven't closed them already, and to become aware of your body, of the sofa, chair, floor, or whatever supports you right now. Simply let yourself feel the reality of that support and the subtle ways in which your body adjusts itself, letting some of your muscles become more loose, more limp, because your body knows that for right now, there's nothing for it to do, nothing for it to change. There is your inherent ability to allow the sofa, the chair, the floor, or other support to do the work for your body.